Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. When you work with families, you tend to hear a lot about problems. After all, no one comes to see a therapist so they can tell me what a terrific time they're having. Many of these conversations sound like this. How do I get my child to do blank? See if this scenario sounds familiar to you. A parent reports that his child won't get up in the morning. The alarm goes off, but no action. The parent has to shake, rattle, and roll the child out of bed, more than once. Then the child doesn't want to get dressed, won't turn off the TV, dawdles over breakfast, manages to forget homework, lunch, and jacket, refuses to buckle his seatbelt, and generally behaves in such a way that the parent, by now frustrated and annoyed, is late to work. Again, the same sort of thing tends to happen at bedtime and when chores need to be done. Parents nag, lecture, threaten, and eventually do it themselves. Kids whine, ignore, and fail to do the things they should. Everyone winds up unhappy. Teenagers are good at this game, too. Parents make chore charts and homework charts, set up complicated reward systems, and generally try to manage their teen's life in ways that work for them. When I ask whether it helps, they tell me no. Their teen doesn't seem to appreciate all this advice and micromanagement. When I ask them what would happen if they'd just let their teenager take responsibility, they look at me as though I'm crazy. Why, she'd fail, they say, or he might lose his job. So they go on doing too much and feeling resentful and unappreciated, and their teenagers go on doing too little and feeling defiant and cranky. Why does this happen anyway? Stephen Glenn, a widely respected author and speaker, had a favorite saying. It goes like this. If you want to destroy someone's self-esteem, it's very simple. Just do everything for him. The simple truth is that the more parents overfunction, the more children will underfunction in response. Put another way, why should your kids take responsibility for anything when they have you to do it for them? Most parents hate nagging. Incidentally, kids aren't too fond of it either. But they believe that if they stop nagging, nothing will get done. But when parents take responsibility for their children by lecturing and prodding, children let them and fail to learn the self-reliance and self-discipline they need to become competent adults. Think for a moment how you feel when someone, a parent, a spouse, a boss, a well-meaning friend, tries to push you into doing something her way. Do you ever feel resistant, grouchy, or defiant? Well, children are people too, and they usually react the same way. Many kids have figured out that defiance will get them in trouble, so they resort to more passive ways of demonstrating their independence. They simply fail to do anything you ask them to do. If you've been the manager, social director, and warden for your child, it will take time to break old habits. After all, you've unintentionally trained him to expect you to do all the thinking for him. But if you believe your child may need to make it on his own, and if you don't want him living with you when he's 32, it may be time to change. Consider becoming consciously irresponsible. Don't just stop helping. That's abandonment, and it doesn't create confidence or ability. Pick one issue, homework, say, or the morning routine. Take time to teach the appropriate skills or make a plan together. Offer one reminder. Then let your child learn from whatever happens next. Be prepared for some bumps. You may endure a tardy or two, forgotten homework assignments, missed chores, or even a failed class as your child learns to practice self-discipline and responsibility. You can empathize, but don't rescue. Your child is far more likely to learn from the results of her own choices than from all of your lectures and nagging. Remember, too, that mistakes, yours and your child's, are opportunities to learn. Teach skills, have faith, and let go. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.